can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Outgoing.
Without Going Out.
I'm Gabby.
And I'm not Lexi.
And so, therefore, we're not the Fuller Sisters.
We are not. We're mother and daughter.
So, I am here joined by the one, the only, our most requested guest.
Aw, thanks.
Miss Michelle Shelley Girl Fuller.
Yes, Mama Fuller.
Mama Fuller's here.
I am. Woohoo! So welcome back.
We're actually at Lexi's right now, but Lexi is not currently with us, so we are podcasting without her this week.
Correct.
But we got lots to catch you up on for the week, and then we're going to talk about probably a couple different things, honestly. This will probably... where I think this podcast is going, we're probably going to go in 10 different tangents and everything
always
in between.
With me.
But I want to talk about, like... because I feel like I'm in such a pivotal point in my life right now, being 25, like trying to go for a house, like Lexi doing the wedding stuff. And I want to talk about you when you were 25 and like how the differences between everything, similarities, you looking back at being 25, anything you would change.
Gosh, I we'll get into I can all remember.
Of that. I know. I hope so too. I know, right? I'll be a bust. But before we get into that, let's talk about our week. So I had...
months. Your week.
Well, yeah, you haven't been on in a while. Are you really going to... you want to catch them up since the last time you were here? Do you remember what you did?
I don't know. When were we last time? I podcasted with her and then I podcasted with you. So when was that? Worlds? Pre-Worlds? April? When was I here? I
don't even remember. Been?
Well, I think it was like... was it my Easter break? It was when I drove and I drove back and forth and here. And yeah. So that was... April, right before Easter.
Whew, long time. Well, this week, we had lots of Lexi and Gab time because Lexi is technically in Miami for the month. She's not there every single day, so I feel like, luckily we like took advantage of when she was there for almost a full week. I saw her literally every single day. We spent a lot of time together. Over the weekend, I did a huge apartment clean out. I cleaned out every single drawer, reorganized everything, cleaned out my closet, cleaned out the pantry, organized the pantry, like all my bathroom cabinets under the sink, the kitchen, everything. Because I think we talked about it last week, one of the times recently, but I just kind of was not feeling the apartment. Like I just didn't like being there. It was driving me nuts just still being there. So I figured if I could at least clean it out and get kind of a fresh start on it, it would make me feel a little bit better. Which it definitely did. It definitely helped a little bit. But that was literally like consumed my weekend. I did it for like 10 hours straight Saturday. Probably the same. I don't even remember. On Sunday, cleaning everything out. And then Lexi came over Monday to help me with the pantry. So we did that. Luckily, that was like super fast to get that done together.
But do you know what that means? Guess who's bringing home lots of clothes for Poshmark and other things?
Yeah. Lots of and Shelly like
girl.
Lots of good clothes, lots of bikinis, honestly a ton
lots
of like
of
brand
suits.
New clothes, because that was kind of like my key to it all. Was if I still have the tags on it and I haven't used it in however long, then like I think I could be okay without it in my closet. It's just gonna, other people could use it a lot more than I could, so
stay tuned for that.
And then we went to the mall. Lexi was looking for some cute like white outfits to wear for all of her fun like bride-to-be events that nothing is really planned yet, but in the future whenever things are planned that she can wear. But we didn't have too much luck there. Shopping in person is just it's like the hardest thing for me, especially. I feel like I never find anything in person.
I can't shop online because to me, sizes, I'm all over the place. I have to see it on. I'm a visual. Yeah. I can't order stuff online.
The trying it on for sure, but like just being able to go to a website and just being able to like filter in like white. Like if we were looking for white stuff specifically, like I feel like that's so much easier online than it is in store because you just have to like search through every single rack. But
there are some stores that have, I'm trying to think what stores have. Like, it doesn't Forever 21, but that's, yeah. Have all their stuff in colors. Some stores, but yeah, I guess.
We still had a kind of
search. Zara.
Yeah. So, what day was that? Monday? Tuesday? Monday. That was definitely Monday, right? No.
No, because the first day.
It was Wednesday.
Oh, it all blends together.
Literally every single day blends together.
Monday, you were still cleaning stuff out. So that's when she came over to clean out. Tuesday, I think, was the mall. Wednesday night, I came. What was that? That was the luncheon.
Yeah. So, well, Tuesday, we had OJ's first practice, which we only had, like, half the team there this week because, like, the full team mandatory practice for all the out-of-towners is this next week coming up. But even with just half the team there, this team is insanely talented. It is definitely going to be a good year. I'm very excited for that. But first practice was super fun. And then Wednesday, I had a very long... No, it was Tuesday I had the very long day because I went straight to the gym. And it's not Wednesday because I don't have to go to the gym on Wednesday. So Tuesday, I had an influencer brunch with Kira Stoss in Wynwood, which was so much fun. But I just got such imposter syndrome being there. I feel like I don't belong even though I do the exact same thing that everyone else there does. But I also feel like everyone else at these events, like, somehow just, they all know each other, which I know isn't necessarily the case, but, like...
Did you know anyone?
No. I knew of a few people, but, like, only a very few. Honestly, I thought I would know more than I did. And I made some friends while I was there, but I prefer events that let you bring a plus one, because not only do I still intermingle with people, but I also, like, always just have someone there to, like...
Help you mingle.
Yeah. But they said no to a plus one. So Lexi just dropped me off and I had to go in alone. But it was a really fun brunch. It was like for their launch of their like new products, which I got to test out the products. They're super nice. And then I got a permanent bracelet, which I haven't. That's like the new trendy thing you did. Yeah, this little thing.
Yeah.
So they like welded together. So there's no clasp. Yeah, so it just stays on.
Has a few, one of those.
So I got one of those. Cute, I didn't yeah. know that. And then I went straight from that influencer event. I went to Lexi's hotel really quick to change. I was literally in there for maybe like 3 minutes and then went straight to the gym. So that was a super long day.
And then she just hung out at Joe and the Juice. And
yeah, she like got work done and
got a sandwich. And
it wasn't there too long. It was like an hour and a half, 2 hours. But and then Wednesday is the day that we went to the mall. And then Wednesday night, Shelly flew in.
Oh, okay. I had those backwards.
I mean, right? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. You would know. Oh.
Yeah, so then since then we've been together. How was your flight?
Flight's good, always fast. Now that I'm a Spirit Gold member.
Ooh, what does that mean?
So Spirit had this status match thing going on. So because my elite status with Marriott Bonvoy, I was able to get gold status for Spirit, which is free carry-ons. Free luggage. I can take a pet for free.
Oh, wait. Can you transfer that to anyone else or no?
No, unfortunately. Oh, it's just you? Free snack, free drink, free seat. So I'm an exit rower usually, so I have all kinds of room, but then I get nervous that I have to pay attention and be able to do something. Yeah. But then I always look at the other people and I'm like, oh, crap. This is going to depend on me.
I've sat in the exit row a few times, and I just want to let you know if you're ever on the flight when I'm in an exit row, I'm so sorry, but we're all screwed.
I know. I feel bad because I feel bad. Like, I don't want to sleep. I don't know. I don't really care for it.
There's no way, though. I like the space,
but I feel bad.
I know they give you, like, the briefing at the beginning. There's no way someone wouldn't be there, like, telling us what to do. So then I feel like I'd be fine. I'm good at following directions, but...
Right. And I look around at the other people, and I think, oh, I'm way better to depend on me than these people.
Isn't that crazy that, like,
anybody can
anything
sit there?
Yeah, like, anyone just sits there, and if anything were to happen, like,
yeah, I know.
We can rely on them.
Yeah. So, yeah, flight was good. That was easy. I just read. I didn't sleep. Sometimes, oh, I started watching that Whitney Houston movie. That was interesting. I'm not finished with it yet, but you guys are too young to even remember all about her. Amazing voice. But that was good. I read and watched that. I multitasked, and I got my free M&Ms and my free ginger ale.
And then did you guys do anything when you got back to Lexi's hotel? It was pretty late.
Well, that was adventurous. Lexi finding her way from the airport from her hotel that's only 7 minutes away.
It's literally across the street.
Yep. It was about, I think it was a good 45-minute wait before I got in her car.
Oh, it was, you were off the plane that long?
Oh, yes. She was supposed to be there at 10. And granted, she was watching the last of Vanderpump. And I told her she could wait, but then she got lost.
So then it was forever?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But then we made it back. And no, we just went We were watching Shark Tank, trying to come up with something that we can invent that would, we could maybe change the world, millionaires, and
be done and be on
Shark
again.
Tank. But we fell asleep and didn't come up with anything. But let's see, before then, since the last time I talked to you all.
Anything crazy happened in your life?
We went, it was Easter, nothing there except for Paul's basement flooded. So that was a whole crazy thing. A couple weeks of everything taken out of the basement and put, I had to get new carpet and all that. So that was a crazy time. We had some time to get the boat ready. And we went to Nashville for my birthday.
Oh, yeah. You went back to Nashville.
Yeah. So we actually, because it was also the weekend of the Kentucky Derby, we actually went to, we usually stay in Louisville before we go to Nashville. But we couldn't do that because of the Kentucky Derby. So we actually spent two nights in the cabin in like Pigeon Forge. And what that a commercialized area. I cannot believe the amount of go-karts, mini golf, such touristy attractions. Yes. So, but that was nice. We did that and we went to Nashville, which you love so much. Yeah, it was actually so hot we couldn't like go on the rooftops and do any real day drinking. We actually sat by the pool, which I just came off that long trip in Florida. So I was like, oh, I don't want to just sit by the pool. But we did. And that was fun. What else? Came home, again, put the boat in the water. We had a really warm, was it Memorial Weekend? Was it weekend before? It was like unbelievably warm and airy. Craziness. So yeah, we've only been out on the boat a couple times because it's been windy.
Were you home at all when, like, did Erie get affected by the Canada fires? Like, were you still home for that? Or was that, did you dodge the worst of it?
It was this week, but Erie wasn't bad. Though I know some of my girlfriends were mad that are teachers because on the last day of school, Thursday, yesterday? What day? I don't even know what day it is. Friday? On Thursday, they had a lot of outdoor activities planned, and some schools did cancel their outdoor activities, so they were not happy about that. But Lexi flew fine because she's up in New York, upstate New York.
Well, yeah, so I was going to get into that. So then Shelly flew in Wednesday night, and then they came to pick me up Thursday morning. We all headed over back to Lexi's house in Fort Myers because Lexi went, well, mom's here in general because Lexi and Sean were going away to a wedding, so she came to watch the pets.
Yes, I was here to pet sit because the last time I didn't come, it was a little rough.
Yeah, their pet sitter will never pet sit again. But since she was in town, Lexi scheduled a few appointments to go wedding dress shopping. So we get to do that for a day. I'm not going to go into details because I'm going to let Lexi go. I'm sure we'll, whenever Lexi's back on the podcast, she'll probably go into all of that. We vlogged on her channel, so you'll get lots and lots of content for that coming up. But we ended up like making those work while mom was here anyway. So I came over with them, and originally Justin was supposed to be out of town this weekend. So I was going to come, well, I am here for the whole weekend, but he ended up staying home, but it's okay. Cause I never get to see mom and get just Gavin mom time. So since
cheers over.
Yeah. So I'm here for the weekend. We have a nice relaxing weekend. Not much to do. We got all the pets here now.
I've got a ton to do, but yes.
Well, like little things, but, yeah, what else? We just watched all the Vanderpump Reunion. What is your opinion on all the Vanderpump stuff?
Oh my, that was crazy. Crazy stuff. So since I didn't watch it, I watched like a few episodes here and there when you guys would watch. Mm-hmm. So I know very little, but yeah, it was very crazy. James is hilarious, but a little much.
Him and Lala together though, like it was so entertaining. It was so funny.
The fact that people had a coach, what's his name, Tom, to cry.
Yeah, well, so if you didn't, if you watched it live, because Lexi, I guess, watched it live and then watched again the Peacock version, where the Peacock version is like completely uncensored. It shows it all. So the live version didn't show Lisa literally telling Tom, like, you need to be a little bit more remorseful. Like, you need to cry. You need to show emotion. So in the actual episode, it kind of looks like he just actually has emotion. But then when you watch the uncensored one, she literally is the one that tells him to cry, and that's the only reason why he starts crying.
He looked, all the other times I saw him cry throughout the finale and reunion, looked fake. That time actually looked real, though.
Yeah.
And Raquel still never cried.
Raquel, Rachel, she's a little smiling crazy when she should be crying. Yeah, I something cry. Is definitely up with her. But then also after watching the last 5 minutes where it's like her coming back to do the interview part 6 days later, I feel bad for her in a way that like she is so oblivious to what Tom is doing to her and just like making her lie and making her truly believe that like what they did, I feel like it wasn't wrong and just like
oblivious to life. I don't know. Well, I know, but she seems kind of out there.
I feel like one day it's going to hit her all and I just feel bad for her when that time comes because yeah. I'm a little scared of what that's going to be like.
And the other Tom, boy, he was nervous. He was shaking, taking some
like hand in his head all the time. Like,
yeah, he's having a rough night.
He was.
And Katie, she's like the most normal.
Yeah, she didn't talk much. She just
looks and everything. The rest are a little too much for me. But yeah, interesting stuff, I tell you.
It is entertaining. I love trashy reality television that is entertaining, let me tell you.
Oh, you do. It's so funny.
And now that I know everything and like now that we really know the timeline, I want to go back and watch the episodes.
She wants us to go back and watch.
Because I never really watched.
Everybody wants to watch Mexico now to see.
Yeah. Because I just watched the one episode where like Raquel asked Ariana about like their intimacy. And I'm like, how do you people not realize that? Like, or the camping trip. And I'm like, I could have told you they had a thing going on. I didn't even watch the show. So it was very obvious. So at least it's out and about now. But
yeah, I mean, it is amazing. I didn't have anything to do with that before, but it was amazing on social media and how much
I didn't watch the show.
The show and everybody got.
It blew
up. Because of this scandal. Like, I mean, they have to be thanking. There's always a silver lining in some of these things, as we know, but firsthand. But there's always something, the good that comes out of the bad. And for this one, yes.
Yeah, their popularity and the show and everything did blow. I mean, yeah, like Ariana's getting the best brand deals and everyone is on her side. And it's like obviously such a terrible thing to go through. But I love that, like, she's also getting such a like positive experience coming out of it now with like everything else going on to kind of ease that into her life a little bit more. But I think that's like everything.
What else have I been watching? I watched we finally finished Ted Lasso, which you didn't watch, right? Uh-uh. Yeah. The first couple episodes, it was so slow with this new season, and then it did pick up, and the ending was phenomenal. So I will say that, and I hope they do. There's talks of them continuing it. You guys might have to watch it. I don't know.
I know, you keep saying
Justin
that.
Would like it.
We started the other half of Manifest.
I only watched one episode so far of the new half.
Yeah, I didn't finish it yet. I'm kind of sad that like this is the end.
And that's crazy going, well, I know there's a lot of shows coming to the end. Like I said, Ted Lasso. We watched Million Little Things and for seasons, and I just love it. And it was so sad. Paul and I both cried while we were watching it.
Really?
It is. It was sad, but it's such a good show. I love it. I'm sad that's gone. I guess Yellowstone's going to be coming to an end, but they're going to have all these spinoffs. I think they're having a spinoff of Ted Lasso without Ted. What else have you been watching?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians is back on. Yeah, we got kicked out of our Hulu account, so I can't even watch it. We need to get that figured out.
What else?
And then Love Island's back on, but I haven't watched it yet. But I want to try to get a VPN so I can watch the UK version in real time. So that way I can get caught up and like we can binge it instead of having to wait on Hulu for like 2 weeks for the episodes to come out. So I think once we finish Manifest, we really want to also watch the new Avatar. And then I think that is everything on our list. And then we'll probably go into binge watching Love Island after that, I believe. I think that's it, though. Just reality TV, reality TV, and some more reality TV.
Nice. Not us. We've luckily, the Bruins did not make it into the Stanley Cup Finals. So Paul and I were able to.
Florida Panthers did, though.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, they beat the Bruins, and they were number 8, and Bruins were 1.
That's crazy.
And they beat the Bruins, and they're still going. And last night they won. Paul was not happy about that because he and Connor are Vegas fans. Well, Connor's a Vegas fan, but Paul is now because he's not a Panthers fan. But, yeah, that's good for Florida. They got Miami Heat and the Panthers.
And we had FAU and Miami in the Final Four for basketball. Yeah. It was a big Florida year for sports.
Wow. Not the Dolphins. FAU for football, weren't they?
I don't know.
Earlier? I don't know. But that was that.
All right, well, let's get into our favorite now that that was a 20-minute. I don't even know if that was considered a catch-up. I guess so. So while we were here, the one thing I really wanted to try was, because Lexi told me there was one nearby, was Cava. Because I feel like we would all love it. We all love gyros or gyros, whatever we call them, gyros. And I know that's not technically correct. And like tzatziki and just like all of those flavors. We absolutely love the like Mediterranean palate. So from what I've seen on TikTok, Cava is just like a Mediterranean Chipotle, which is right up my alley. So we went to that yesterday and I ended up getting white rice, grilled chicken, tomatoes, cucumbers, onion, corn, tzatziki, and the garlic spread. And it was phenomenal. It was really good. It just tasted like really fresh. It didn't sit heavy at all. And I really liked it.
It was really good. The workers, on the other hand, not so much.
Like, I don't know if there was just no management or if they were really mad at their management and just didn't want to work there. Or, like we asked for a bag and she, like, rolled her eyes and, like...
And the pita. Can we get the free pita?
Yeah, like...
So. Or how about the garlic? Or anytime I ask for anything, because I was the last one and I needed to read the things and I asked for it. We don't have it. I mean, I understand it was probably later.
But like, it's such an
we don't have it. I'm like, okay, well, it's on the sign.
We weren't even asking for anything.
How do you not have arugula?
But we also like weren't being complicated. Like, we were literally just making our bowls and they sounded like we were like inconveniencing the heck out of them.
Right. So, yeah, that was not
good. Workers not so great, but the actual food itself was very good.
Very tasty. All right, my favorite?
Yeah, you got two that you told me. So, are you picking one or are you giving both?
I can give them both. Because I don't know how many people have a Sam's, but if you have a Sam's and it's, what's it called? Their market, something market, maybe? Oh, Members Mark. That's Sam's Club. They have a, and they change their things, but sometimes in the summer or winter, whatever, they have different things. So right now they have a pineapple jalapeno popper dip that is out of this world. Phenomenal. I recommend everybody get that. It is so good.
We might need to get it when we're in town for Erie because we love our jalapeno popper dip.
Well, then so. I better get it in case like it's gone because they only have things for a certain amount of times. And then the Elote Street Corn Cheetos. I'm a love my Cheetos. Jalapeno
the Cheetos cheddar jalapeno are ours. Cheetos are our favorite.
Right, but these ones, just as good. I do love them. I bought them for the boat, so.
Nice.
Those are my favorites.
We are super close with our parents, but every time we get together as a family, I still feel like I learn more and hear more stories about things in their childhood that I never knew.
Father's Day is coming up right around the corner, and you know what would be a great gift? Storyworth.
Storyworth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones connect through sharing stories and memories and preserves them for years to come.
Every week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question of your choice from a vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never really thought of, like, what is one of your fondest childhood memories?
After one whole year, Storyworth compiles all of those questions and stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book the whole family can share for generations. I personally think it would be so fun to show our future kids Storyworth stories about our parents, and like Gabby said, this is a fantastic Father's Day gift.
So, give all the fathers in your life a meaningful gift this year that you can both cherish for many years to come, Storyworth. Right now, for a limited time, you can save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/outgoing.
That's storyworth.com/outgoing to save $10 on your first purchase. storyworth.com/outgoing.
All right, let's get into what this episode is actually going to be about. And I hope your brain is working and your memory is all loaded up and ready. So when you were 25, walk me through what your life looked like and what was going on.
Well, right now at 25 in June of 1995, I was getting ready to be married. I got married in June, mid-June of 1995. So at this point in time, I was preparing for a wedding.
What was your, like, what all did you plan? Where was your wedding? I don't remember, like.
Oh my, really? Okay, so, yes, sir, because.
I know it was at a church.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
We got married at OLP. So, yes, it was at a church. Let's see what I remember of it.
Yeah, what else did you like, planning-wise? Do you have anything specific, like, that you needed to make happen at your wedding? Your wedding colors were, like, pink and teal, right?
Yeah, I wanted, like, black, white, pink, and teal. So the girls were in black and white, I think, and all our accents were pink and teal.
Okay.
It was interesting.
What kind of food did you have at your wedding?
Oh, your typical...
like, banquet food?
Buffet, yeah. Chicken, meatballs, rigatoni. I don't think it was anything fancy. I know when we did the whole cake thing, Dad and I did pound each other with cake in the face. So that was a big one. I do remember, well, we talked before about the arranged seating and how Grandpa Tom didn't. Was that with you or maybe with Lexi? That was some of your wedding stories. Yeah.
It was with Lexi.
Grandpa Tom wasn't happy for arranged seating, so that was a big scuttlebutt when we got there. And then we had to have the song Start Spreading the News, New York, New York. And
why?
Papa's partner at the time sings it at all the reception.
I think partner has a different meaning.
Yeah, partner back then. It was his co-owner partner of the sports page, the bar he owned, not partner in life.
Partner.
Yeah. So Richie would sing that at all the Italian receptions. So he sang that while we danced. And yeah, we were downtown across the street from the cathedral. We had the reception.
What was your proposal like? I feel like I've never heard this story.
Oh gosh, you're really digging. All I remember is we were at Grandma and Papa's house. I must have been living there then, maybe. And Dad and I were in the hot tub.
I don't even know
if they were home. Grandma and Papa still have a hot tub. Always had a hot tub.
Yeah, but was he not even down on one knee?
No.
You were in the hot tub?
Well, in the hot tub he did. Yeah, I don't know how he got to bring it out. Jeez, that's nice. I think it wasn't anything majorly romantic. I don't remember. I don't know.
A hot tub?
In the hot
tub. Come on, Dad. Could have done better than that.
I don't know. He was young.
I mean, yeah, you were both young. So that's what I was... Okay, so
he's almost a year and a half younger than me.
Oh, that's so true. What were you job-wise? You were teaching already?
So, yes, I was teaching and I think living at home, saving money.
Because we're living separately. Where did Dad live? Because obviously after college, like you had family, but he didn't have family in Erie.
Right.
Did he just live with roommates?
Yes. I believe so. Well, after we got engaged. We got engaged in like April the year before that. So, do the math.
Well, 94? You said 95.
Yeah, April of 94. So, then we bought a house.
How was that process like back in the day?
Oh, so that's what you're going through now.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's rough. This is the third. You think it's rough. This is the third summer in a row that I have to get you pre-approved for a bank loan for a mortgage. And you know what? That sucks.
Well, you're telling me. It takes forever. I just feel like it's never the right time. Like, I feel like it's never been like that before in life where it's always been like, oh, yeah, whenever you're ready, you just go buy a house. And obviously, it's never easy, but, like, it has never been this stressful and hard, and it's terrible. And especially because I live in Miami and Florida, I guess, and after the pandemic, everyone wants to move down here and everyone just wants to buy investment properties. They don't even want to live in these houses.
I know, there's so many empty houses. Let me live in them.
Right.
Ugh. Yeah, it is crazier now. It wasn't like that. I mean, we bought our first house for,
how much was it?
Okay, so we bought our first house. It was like $57,000.
Oh my God.
And I think we sold it for... 70-something. I know we made a good 20, 30,000 off of it.
How long did you live in that house?
And then...
Is that the house Lexi was born in?
When Lexi turned one.
So that was the house before the house I was born in.
And then when Lexi turned one, we moved to Mill Creek into that house that your dad's still in. So, yeah. We were only there. We just bought a starter home.
Do you remember how that process was?
Oh, I don't remember being as difficult as I've just done you to get you pre-approved, but it always did suck. So I know you have to do a lot of just background stuff to get pre-approved, but the actual looking and finding was much easier. And like today, like, so you're not the only one. So my assistant manager at the Sheraton, she's looking and she's having a heck of a time. She said because she goes to a showing and the people that were at the showing before her put an offer in already before she even got there.
And like cash immediately, offer, like
20% higher than the asking price.
Yeah, that's like what I don't get. One, why would you do that?
No, like, inspections. A lot of times people aren't having an inspection. Like, how do you buy a house without an inspection? I don't understand.
That's why, like, do we think my best bet is to just re-sign my lease and literally look for the next year? That way I'm not in a rush. And anytime I just, it finally works out, it works out. And we just do it.
I don't know if they can do this pre-approval thing. Gosh, well, no,
but why are we redoing it? I know it only lasts like 45 days.
Or I think
days,
you should not be looking for your forever home, maybe.
But I'm not looking my forever home, but I'm also, I'm looking for a decent home. Like, I don't think I could do the townhouse because to me that would feel like I would need to move again so soon after. That it would be like pointless. A townhouse, why am I spending, like, the price of a townhouse in Miami is insane. I at least want to have a house that's not connected to someone. That I can't just like knock on their door or knock on the wall and have them hear everything.
True fact. So we're just going to have to keep looking and hope something comes up. I don't know. It's just...
But that's why I feel like at least if I'm not right now on like a strict timeline and we just look continuously, if someone else puts an offer in house, someone else puts an offer in house. But like if I find one I really like,
say,
and
if
just,
it's
like,
meant to be.
Right. And so I feel like if I literally give myself an entire year, I don't want to use the whole year, but at least it's then like we put in an offer anytime we see a house. And if it gets beat out, I'm not freaking out because I'm not going to be homeless. But like, I don't know. Is that the best bet? I don't know. I feel like I'm at that stage in my life where like, I should be knowing the right answers and I know nothing of what I should be doing because everyone tells you conflicting things.
Well, because the world is crazy right now. This post-pandemic world is not anything that any of us have lived through before. So it's all different. Everything is just crazy prices, crazy this, crazy that. I mean, people are nuts too. It's very different, but we will have to navigate that and see how this works out. I think you also have to be ready to, I mean, as soon as you find one, you have to go look at it, like that day.
Yeah.
Now that you have a little more time, it'll be good, but you're going to have to be on
it. I know. That's the hard thing about wanting to move in a different somewhat location is we're going to have to be like...
ready to go look.
Yeah. Which I'm fine with, but I also just need someone that... We'll make that happen this week. Okay, going back to when you were 25. As a kid, did your life pan out at like that time of like getting married, having kids?
Oh, so yeah. As a kid, I was going to be a teacher, like, go to college. Like I always wanted to, totally different than nowadays, but I wanted to get married, be a teacher, get married, have babies. Da 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 da, Susie Sundress, go, go, go. And then.
Like the white picket fence American dream.
Yeah. It was that for a while.
Do you feel looking back like, holy crap, I was so young when I did all that? But like, that was the norm then, right?
Yeah, I don't know what else I'd do. But like, I wasn't a big partier or any of that. So I don't.
I mean, true, you know that I would. You didn't travel. You didn't. Like,
do it any different.
Do you wish you traveled more before kids are settling down or.
No, I like the traveling now. Yeah. I mean. Yeah, I think it's better now, kind of. I mean, I am jealous of you guys get go everywhere.
Well, yeah, but, I know, because you've never experienced that. You've never gone, like, what's the craziest place you've been? Like, on the Mexico.
Yeah.
And even that, you do, like, Florida, resort. You don't, like...
Yeah, we went on the cruise the one time.
We need to get you out, sister.
I will. I figured out when I'm the nanny, I'm going to have to go with you wherever you go, so...
Absolutely.
I'll get my share. I wouldn't change it. I don't believe. That's why I said you guys are, like, you both wanted to do the same thing, but time is creeping in. Lexi is going to be 27.
Well, I always thought,
I already had a baby and was on almost ready making the next one.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not the norm anymore. Like, the average age to have kids now is, isn't it like 30s or even upper 30s? Like, let's see. Hold this
microphone. No, I'm hungry.
I'm going to be done having kids.
There's a lot of older ones, but there's also like, if you look at Ryan and Abby and all them, all their people are all getting, I mean, I guess they're all around 27, 28 too. I guess they're older than I think they are. Because I'm thinking they're young, but they're not that young.
Yeah, it says the average is 26, but I thought it was even higher than that. 26 to 27. Oh, it went from 20. It's up to 27 now, the average.
From 24.
From 24.
So that's, yeah. It's going up a little bit. More people are getting married than I thought, though. I thought with all the divorce and everything else, I thought people wouldn't be getting married so young. But they still are.
I mean, not as young it's as good. I feel like.
Everybody has to do it once. Sometimes twice. Some even more. Once was good for me.
What else?
So let's see, 25. And then right away, I thought that because grandma had a tough time getting pregnant, that I possibly would. So
started early.
Started right away, but didn't take too long. A couple months in. We're ready for new Lexi. So she was born in July. We were married for a year and she was born.
Well, like so how long after marriage were you pregnant?
Well, 9 months, July. What's that bring you back to? 7, 8, 9. So it took like 3 or 4 months.
But you started trying right away?
Yep.
What other names did you have in mind as babies back in the day?
Well, wasn't Lexi was going to be Mackenzie?
But that was mainly dad's, right? Or was that on your list?
Yeah. I mean, we agreed on Mackenzie. And then she just didn't look like a Mackenzie. So she ended up being Alexandra.
Picture her being a Mackenzie.
And I wanted you to be Isabella. Then,
yes.
But which he said...
I feel like I could have been Isabella Gabriella. I feel like...
Nah, Isabella Fuller he didn't like. He thought you had an Italian last name. So Fuller? That's why we went with... Pilato is
Italian, but we didn't keep your last name.
Right.
Fuller's not really Italian.
Well, that's what he said. You need, if you're going to have Isabella, you need like Isabella Pilato, like an Italian last name.
Isabella was too Italian.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
There were no other names that you like always had a... What would you have done if you... Well, it was Easton, right? If we were boys? Yes.
If you were a boy, it was Easton because your dad was a baseball player and we liked Easton. And then lo and behold, we didn't have boys and Carrie took Easton for Easton.
Which I like the name, so I'm glad someone took it.
Right, me too. Just like when we thought she was having, when we were hoping she was going to have a girl, we wanted Carrington.
Well, it's still cute like for, that. I know, but it was so cute for her because like Carrie and Carrington.
Yeah,
like, I guess it's not for you guys. The name. Yeah, no.
But we are not having a what? Regbert? Egobert? What is it?
Regbert. I don't know. Sean.
Ragbert. Sean, do you hear this?
Ragbert.
No Ragberts. Can't do it.
Name is
if your name is Ragbert, I'm sorry.
I don't think anyone's name is Ragbert, especially no one listening to this podcast. Don't think that's our
surprise. If your name's Ragbert, send us a message.
But what else at 25? I mean, house, job, kids, like.
So I already had a full-time job.
What were you teaching at that time?
House, kids. I was teaching. Oh,
like what did you start off teaching?
So my first job, my first long-term sub was a first grade teacher. And then I moved to Grandview, and I think I started in fourth grade. I did gifted in between fourth grade. Then I was fifth grade. Then I was back to fourth grade. Then I went to third grade. And then I got moved to second grade. And that was absolutely awful. And I can't do that young. And that's when I traded and went to gifted. And then I traveled for that. And then I finally did sixth grade language arts.
And then you retired.
And then I retired too early, but that's okay. Yeah, I do not regret
you
that
didn't,
either.
I was going to say, you didn't like teaching at that. At that point, you were burnt out, I feel like, because you felt like you were babysitting more than you were teaching, and you were just kind of over it. Because
nobody was parenting their children, and I didn't want to.
So now you get to be a sub, and you don't got to worry. You just go in for the day and out. And
I do.
You don't got to worry about anything else.
Yes. I get to sub. And I actually have been subbing a lot in sixth grade. The team I was on, 062 at Walnut Creek, and got to know all those kids. I know the whole 062 kids by name. I think more than some of their regular teachers know them.
Because you were there so much?
So, yes, because I was there so much. And they're pretty good kids. There's only a few little stinkers, but they're pretty good.
So looking back at like this, that pivotal time, is there anything you would change or do differently? Anything you regret? At all?
I don't think so. I don't feel that I regretted anything or needed to do anything. I know when I turned 40, that's when I was like, oh, I never got to go out when I was younger. And I went out and I had a little phase there, but that was nothing that exciting. But no.
So you wish you would have partied more? Is that what you're trying to get at? No.
But then I don't know. Maybe it was just a little phase, a little midlife crisis there. I don't know. What else? So you're 25. What's your timeline? You got to catch up. And Lexi's a little behind.
I want to be done having kids by 30, but Justin and I both agree that we don't want to be engaged long. Unlike Lexi, who was engaged for 12 years before planning a wedding.
I know. It's so exciting we get to go for dresses.
I know. And then, yeah, we'll probably be doing mine. Well, I love that she gets to be the trial run, though, because we walked into her first appointment and, like, we're clueless on everything. Just, like, I feel like I'm learning more about, like, what styles I like and just seeing them on her. I feel like I already kind of, like, narrow things out of my mind. I feel like our mind now knowing
it's going to be easier.
It's going to be easier because she went through it already. So that's definitely going to help. Yeah, I don't know. We, like, somewhat ring shopping just because I wanted to see the style, which Mom hates.
She's not a fan.
But, yeah, we'll see. All of that should be coming soon. And then married, and he wants to have honeymoon babies, so he wants to get pregnant right away. Well, I get pregnant right away.
Yeah, I don't think he can get pregnant, but yeah, I get you. And what else?
So not too far behind, which I feel like is, because times I feel like are completely different from what they were back then, so.
Yeah, I just, you would be when you were 28. Never regret things.
I mean, no, I feel like the one thing I would regret is traveling, and we're doing that a lot, so. Like, I don't think I'd have anything else that I don't think I'm ever going to regret not having a partying phase. It's clearly just not for me. That's about it. I don't know what else.
I was like that, too, and then the 40s hit.
Maybe.
Like,
we'll see. Yeah, we'll stay tuned. 20 more years. Let's see if I just go wild.
Maybe not. I didn't go wild, but yes. What else? 25, buying a house.
So how long were you in the first house then?
Not very long, because like I think we bought it. Yeah.
See, but like, I don't know. That'd be so hard for me because I want to, I want to make the space mine. But then knowing, I know, but then,
but you also know, we can flip it
and make more money. Yeah, true. But also like, will I make money off of it if it's already this expensive? Like,
yeah, that's the hard part.
What is the market going to do?
That's why you have to find something that's not overpriced, kind of, that you can work with.
I mean, I could, like, Sean is so good at flipping. Like, the fact that they did this so fast and made this house as good as they did, like, I know that I have the help to do it.
Once he's done with paramedic.
Well, yeah, which I feel like would time up pretty well. But I also just, like, I can't envision.
I know. The you structure pick all of the houses house that are already almost all finished.
It's so hard for me to picture, like, some of the way these people paint and decorate their houses, I'm immediately turned off and I'm like, wait, I can change all of that. Like, all of that can be different, but it's so hard to just picture, like, the bones of the house.
Well, you just have to, I mean, after this one, you should be able to do that. And I can show you other pictures, like, how different Ashley's is and how different all these people are. Like,
you can
something
do so much.
But
with
see
it.
I'm a visual too, so it's very hard. But there are things, yeah, you can do.
We'll see. We'll pick that up full force once I get home. I think that's about it though. There's nothing else crazy happening in my life.
Yep, we need to do some hair highlighting while we're here. We've got some business things to do. We are still waiting for the original business thing, and then we got other ones in the works.
How long was your maternity leave?
We were talking about this the other day with Abby. I have a feeling it was only, well, having Lexi, I had Lexi in the summer, so I didn't have to go back to work teaching until later. True. But I also had grandma, so that was not that difficult either. But having you in April, I got to take off, I think, the whole
rest of the year and then all the
summer.
So
it's usually, I think it's 6 weeks, but you can take up to 12. But you have to have, for teaching, you gotta have the sick days for that. But nowadays they let husband's, like, the wife will take six and the husband will take six paid.
And do it that way. Interesting. What do you? You don't even go to a job.
That's, yeah, I can't wait. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm excited. That's why, like, I can't believe some people, like, literally are,
it's maybe you can give yourself some maternity bonuses. Maternity leave. You pay yourself your maternity leave.
I'll pay myself.
From your, yeah, corporation into you.
I mean, like, I'll still obviously work because I work from home. So, but yeah, I couldn't picture, like, only getting, like, immediately having to put your kids either into, like, daycare or, I mean, I feel like grandparents obviously would help a lot, right. But like, I just could not imagine that. But I guess teaching, you could time it up pretty well to like,
right.
Unless you have a kid. I mean, I've had some teachers have a kid in like the beginning of the year, but they're gone almost the whole year.
I feel so like Abby's due like the end of August, which is right when the school year starts. So she doesn't plan to come back until around Thanksgiving. She's hoping to take the 12 weeks.
I mean, that still is not that many. Like, and then what? What is their plan? Like how?
Well, her mom retired.
Oh, okay. And so with grandparents, and then it
grandpa.
It helps,
yeah. And
I could not imagine for the people that just like have to find daycare right away.
Yeah, I don't know how. But that's what I should do, is watch people's kids because they like child care right now since the pandemic is also another thing that's outrageous.
And scary. I've heard stories, I feel like on TikTok or just like throughout that like not safe childcare or just
because they hire everyone like everywhere right now. They just hired anyone after the pandemic to get workers, and it's all scary. Truck drivers, semi drivers, so many accidents. I just think they hire whoever, and yeah, I don't know. There was a big thing on the news before I left about just daycares. There's just not enough room space for the amount of people having baby or having kids and need daycare because nobody's to watch. But you got me.
Yeah, we're good on that. Between you and his mom, both families are trying to move down eventually. When dad retires too, hopefully he'll be down and we'll just have everyone driving distance. That'll be nice.
Yes.
Well.
Can't wait. Can wait, but can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to be a...
Grandma.
Mimi.
Oh, God, no.
Mima.
Mima?
Yeah,
you want to be a Mima?
I don't want to be a Mima. I wanted to be
like a Gigi.
What did I
want
to see?
A Gigi.
No, a Mimi.
Why? A Mimi?
A Mimi. Michelle, Mimi?
Oh, okay. I guess that makes
Wasn't
sense.
Wasn't that what I wanted to be?
I guess. I'm Mimi. Gigi. But like Gigi, that's like a hot grandma. Like,
really?
It's my Gigi.
Oh, I picture an old person to be a Gigi.
Really? Okay, you can be a Mimi, I guess. Just not a Meemaw.
Not a Meemaw. No Meemaw here.
All right, I think that's all my questions.
That's all your questions?
I think so.
All right, that was pretty easy. That's all my memory because I don't remember much.
I can't believe I'm 25.
I can't either. That's scary. And Lexi's going to be 27.
Yeah. And Sean's going to be 30.
No.
Yes.
This year?
Yes.
I thought 29.
30. That's why they're trying to figure out what they can do for their birthday. Yeah, 30.
He's going to be the dirty 30.
Yep, old man.
Oh, goodness. We're going to have to think about that. Something else we have to add to the list for the weekend.
All right, well.
All right.
I feel like me and Mom just had a conversation this whole time. I kind of forgot we were recording, so.
Oh, I hope you guys enjoyed that.
I hope you were entertained, informed. I don't know.
One of the above. Caught up with our life?
Yeah.
But it was nice.
Well, hope you enjoyed this episode of Outgoing.
Without Going Out.
Bye.
See ya.